A lockdown that doesn't include education? Teacher speaks out, COVID rising in schools since schools reopened. Virus levels are 9 times higher among primary pupils and 50 times higher among secondary pupils. Before half term, attendance in state secondary schools was 86%, and lower still in areas where the R rate is high, more than 500,000 students absent, the majority self-isolating due to COVID. It is abundantly clear that schools are not COVID secure and are fueling the second wave of infections. I'm a secondary school teacher. The atmosphere in schools is fear and anxiety. The constantly shifting guidance and rolling absences make focusing on teaching and learning near impossible. Getting quick and reliable information on who has tested positive isn't happening. Huge numbers of students are being sent home at short notice, often in the middle of a school day. The advice from Public Health England is very weak. Students in the same classroom as someone with the virus, told not to isolate, because they sit over 2 meters away on the seating plan. This makes a mockery of the idea of bubbles. My most vivid memory last term was a student being led from my classroom in tears, after he was found to have a high temperature. I've got it," he sobbed. The current situation is not sustainable. The insistence of both Boris Johnson and Labour leader Keir Starmer that schools must remain fully open is shameful. The National Education Union, NEU, call for schools to close during the upcoming lockdown, and then to reopen on a rota basis, is correct. Now is the time for the union to organize to force the government to listen to our demands. A secondary school teacher in Yorkshire